AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Arizona, investigators believe Savannah Guthrie's mother is still out there, but at Donahue reports they have not identified any suspects.
FBI Phoenix Chief Heath Jenke says they want to keep up a flow of communication with whomever wrote a ransom letter.
If someone has Nancy and is demanding the ransom, that there is communication with the family. We talked about there has been no proof of life. And there was no other demands within that letter.
Jenke says no note was delivered to the Guthrie family. It went to the media. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos says DNA tests are in.
Blood on the porch, that was one we did. It came back to Nancy. That's what we know. But there's still more items that have been submitted. We just haven't got them back yet.
The ransom note included a demand for money with a deadline set for tonight. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. and Russia have agreed to reestablish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. That is, talks between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war in Ukraine entered a second day. At the same time, the new START treaty, the last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S., has expired. In other news, job openings fell in December to the lowest level since 2020. Jobless claims jumped last week. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
Telehealth company Hims & Hers is launching a cheaper, off-brand version of the blockbuster weight loss pill Wegovy. Just weeks after the drug's original manufacturer launched the reformulated drug, which was previously only available as an injection, the company says it will take legal action against the new pill by Hims & Hers, which it calls unapproved and inauthentic. Hims' new drug is a compounded medication, which means it's not subject to most federal drug regulations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Karen Chama says the latest Jeffrey Epstein fallout in London.
I am sorry.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has apologised to victims of Jeffrey Epstein for appointing Peter Mandelson as the UK's ambassador to Washington.
Sorry that so many people with power failed you. Sorry for having believed Mandelson's lies.
Critics believe it's an error that could end Starmer's premiership. Starmer fired Mandelson in September 2025 after emails showed he kept up a close relationship with the disgraced financier, even after his conviction for sex offences with a minor in 2008. The Prime Minister is under new pressure over Mandelson following the release of the new documents. British police are investigating Mandelson over potential misconduct in public office. Mandelson is not accused of any sexual offences. Karen Shamas, London.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.